Chapter 3. What policy goals do states seek through cyberspace? What goals can be pursued? As is mentioned in the interview with Professor Dr. Choukri, in the long term, the goals that states pursue in cyberspace are actually the same goals they pursue in more traditional domains, because the fundamental goals remain the same. For example, security, well-being, preservation. Thus, there is a convergence in the long run of ultimate goals. With regards to the short term, it is possible, however, to differentiate amongst sub-goals in particular domains. In this project, we have identified three broad categories of short-term goals that states pursue in cyberspace. The first and best understood category concerns the expansion of the technology itself and its integration within a country. This is pursued because of the economic benefits that digital technologies bring to business, such as efficiency and access to larger markets. The second and third goals relate directly to cybersecurity, each one reflecting the two sides of the security coin, defense and attack. Thus, the second category focuses on defending a nation's information and the infrastructure that houses and or depends on it, whilst the third category relates to aggressive, often illicit, actions that involve breaching other actors' private cyber systems in order to gain an advantage. Given this project's topic, we will focus on the latter two categories concerning cybersecurity-related goals. The digital domain and its insecurities provide states with unique opportunities to pursue and fulfill a large array of policy objectives, both licit and illicit. Focused on the manipulation of information and the technology that processes it, cyber operation applications range from the ideological to the infrastructural, and from domestic policies to grand strategy. Furthermore, the way cyber operations are conducted also provides unique advantages. As Valeriano et al. Put it, the ambiguity of cyberspace shields decision makers from hawks, who will demand higher rates of escalation, and doves, who will demand appeasement. The versatility of cyber tools is due to some of the characteristics already mentioned, including low costs, anonymity, and the low risk of reprisal through plausible deniability. In order to understand how states can pursue such varied goals in the digital domain, one should be aware of the main security aspects of cyber technologies. The security challenges, or from the attacker's perspective, opportunities of cyberspace, are typically summarized in what is known as the CIA Triad of Cybersecurity. This acronym stands for Confidentiality, Integrity, and Availability. In addition to these traditional three components of the triad, it is worth mentioning that Edward Amoroso adds a fourth element, fraud, as a separate item. Thus, we may refer to the group as the CIA Triad plus F. Let us now look at the nature of cyber attacks themselves. The types of vulnerabilities and motivations are made clear by the CIA Triad plus F, but what types of goals predominate? It is important to stress that what we witness in cyberspace is a limited kind of conflict, and it is definitely not war. This conflict mainly falls in the domain of limited coercive operations and actions designed to alter the balance of information, as well as manage escalation risks in long-term competitive interactions. Quote from Valeriano et al. 2018. According to the same authors, in general terms, the cyber strategy of states regarding attacks includes the following activities and or goals in the international arena: disruption, espionage, and degradation. These goals are pursued with varying degrees of success and intensity by different states, but in all cases, the cyber attacks do not come within the range of provocation of what would traditionally constitute an act of war. These dampened weapons are now used by nations every day, not to destroy an adversary, but rather to frustrate it, slow it, undermine its institutions, and leave its citizens angry or confused. And the weapons are almost always employed just below the threshold that would lead to retaliation. Quote from Sanger 2018. To explore further what goals states can pursue in cyberspace and how they do this, please refer to the complete chapter text. Turning now to country examples, in order to briefly illustrate what goals states pursue in cyberspace, we now mention a couple of concrete examples of key states and how they have used the digital domain to advance their interests. Note that there are many states that could have been chosen. However, due to the nature of this project, it is only possible to include a couple of examples. The following states were chosen to be included because of their impact on the international system and their dexterity in cyberspace. The full chapter text includes a more in-depth exploration of the two countries we have chosen. However, for this audio summary, we will present the two countries in a more succinct way. The first country we have chosen is Russia. With regards to the goals that Russia pursues in cyberspace, you can see two main aspects. One is that they seek to cut and corrupt information flows in adversary states, and the other is that cyberspace is used to aid military campaigns by disrupting enemy communications. The ultimate goals that Russia is pursuing with this are to have a psychological weakening of its adversaries and political and institutional erosion in adversary states. The elements which are most exploited within the CIA Triad Plus F in this case are integrity and availability. Moving to our second country example, China, the goals that we have identified that it pursues in cyberspace are espionage of foreign countries and businesses, information exfiltration, theft of intellectual property, and domestic surveillance. The ultimate goals that the country is pursuing with this are to maintain rapid economic development, to build a strategic advantage in cyberspace, and to ensure political stability and dominance domestically and regionally. The elements of the CIA Triad Plus F which are most exploited in this case are confidentiality and fraud or theft. As we have seen, the immediate goals that states seek in cyberspace are diverse and manifold. In general, whether the goals are related to security or defense or attacks, these can generally be evaluated through the lens of the CIA Triad Plus F of cybersecurity. Different countries have diverging specific goals depending on their priorities. Russia, for instance, has focused its offensive goals on disruption and weakening of adversary states in line with its military campaigns and grand strategy. China has steered its goals towards espionage and IP theft to aid its goal of economic development and towards domestic surveillance to help maintain political stability and dominance. Regardless of country variations, Valeriano et al. Affirm that a goal that should always be present and that must be sought in cyberspace is that of resiliency. In spite of the insecurities inherent to cyber technologies explored in this chapter, these technologies offer profound advantages to humanity in developing and building resiliency across many areas. However, resiliency must also be constructed within cyberspace itself, and this requires understanding its global dynamics. To explore this topic in greater depth, please refer to the full text that we have written and which is available here on the website.